KI4DOS, calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. Any interest in promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. Now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the ratchet portion. Had quite a number of folks to use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater tonight. We'll go through those, and then we'll see if we've got any echo link. Evening to W2AMD, that's Mr. Andrew in Simpsonville, and W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride, and 4IEI, Miss Hyla, they're in Traveler's Rest, and K4XMR, that's Mr. Mel, he's in Prosperity, and KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride, KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda, they're down in Piedmont, and KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy up there at Table Rock, and AA4GH, that's Mr. Gus in Newland, North Carolina, and KN4RJN, that's Mr. John, he's in Brown Summit, North Carolina, and KI4GOD, that's Mr. John, he's over in Greenville, and KX4YM, that's Mr. Scott, he's in Greenville, and KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's down in Anderson, and KA3WPP, that's Mr. Howard, and he is in Piedmont. Appreciate all you fine folks use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. Anyone that's listening, I hope all of y'all are doing well. We don't have any echo link stations up, so we'll go to the RF section now, starting with Alpha through Delta, A through D, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Garrett, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont, and we'll both be in and out tonight. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. She's in Wear Souls, and she'll be negative and negative. 73 to you, and all on the net.
Bird DOS. Joy, everybody on the net. Thanks for doing the net tonight. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight, 73's to you and everybody on the net.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening to KK4DMW, that's Mr. Rick, and his sweet bride, KK4ONO, Miss Lorena, and their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. Rick and Lorena are down in Piedmont, and Michelle is in Wear Shoals. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight. Rick, tell Miss Lorena and Michelle we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KB2BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Hope you're doing well. And K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. She's in the other room watching some TV tonight. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Move up to the next alphabetical group, which is Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Carrying all the net. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-Ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm at home in Penrose. I have no comment, no traffic tonight, Gary. Please tell Joy, Elise, and I said hello.
4DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Keller, North Carolina. Be negative, negative tonight, Gary. Thanks.
4DOS. So if you would please check in, Kilo Mike 4, Golf Zulu Golf, that's David in Easley, KM4, GZG, and I'll be in and out tonight, sir, thank you.
4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening to KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick, he's up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Patrick. Tell Miss Elise we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Hey, Patrick, did you get your truck today?
About lunchtime, but we had to make a quick trip down and get it. We had a bunch of stuff to do this afternoon, so try to get together with you next time around. But I did get it back. Everything's good with it.
I'm glad that you got it back to where it's supposed to be and everything is as it should be. But I think that you and Elise had to come down to pick it up, but that's the way things go sometimes. Please tell Miss Elise we said hello, and y'all be safe up there. Then we got KC4EZN. That's Mr. Harry. He's up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you're doing well. And, Harry, I look forward to seeing you a week from today. It'll be a little earlier in the day, I hope. I don't think I want to get up there to the ham fest at 9 o'clock at night. So we'll see you in the morning hours up there. And then we got another neighbor of mine, KM4GZG, Mr. David over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. Hope you are doing well, and hope you have a good weekend. Additional stations, Echo Zoo Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. In Kilo, Quebec 4, Golf Whiskey Papa. This is Hayden over in Easley. That's KQ4GWP. I'll be negative and negative. Hope you have a great night. 73s.
4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KQ4GWP, Mr. Hayden, over here in Easley tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Hayden, over in our neck of the woods. Hope you're doing well, and I hope you have a great weekend. Let's move up now to the India through Lima group, I through L, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James, Naponis Mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'll be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
Yes. Hope you enjoy is doing well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Gary, thank you for calling that. Good evening to you enjoy, and good evening to all the net. No traffic, no comment.
4DOS and a Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to KK4JFO, Mr. James. He's at home up there in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. James. Hope you're doing well. Hope you have a great weekend. And I look forward to seeing you a week from today. I'm hoping there's a good turnout up there at the Ham Fest. It's a really good one. And we got to see you last year, so hopefully we'll get to see you again this year. But again, hope you are doing well, and we'll talk to you up there maybe. Probably talk to you before then on the radio. Also like to say good evening to W4IOE. That's Mr. Sid. He's up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Sid. Hope you are doing well. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope you and Miss Beverly are doing well. And Sid, y'all take care. Have a great weekend. Do we have additional check-ins? India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. We must have a lot of folks watching the news over there where the people got messed up there in the up there in Pennsylvania at the Trump rally. But anyway, I understand that. Everybody wants to know. We'll move up now to the Mike through Papa, Group M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Okay. Please check in N4NLR. November 4, nothing like radio. And it's sad to see the what happened to Donald Trump. I mean, thank goodness he's alive. They're calling the assassination attempt on his life, so goodness knows what people are thinking. Anyway, it's tragic to see that on the news. And that's probably the reason everybody's glued to the TV right now, because of that. Anyway, Jimmy Negative, yeah. Name here is Jim, by the way. Location Greenville, South Carolina, N4NLR.
For JRB, and I'll be negative and negative.
N4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4NLR, Master Jim over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Jim. Hope you're doing well. And Jim, yeah, that's a sad state of affairs, but you know how it is these time and days. So we'll just have to continue on and do the best we can. But I hope you have a great weekend and a wonderful evening, what's left of it. And then we got N4JRB, and that's Mr. Jerry over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. Hope you're doing well. Hope you have a great weekend. And W4NTQ, Mr. Eddie, down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Eddie. Hope you're doing well, and hope you have a wonderful weekend. And Eddie, your radio is still breaking up just a little bit, but we got you in the log here. Young man, you keep up the good work. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Well, I may ride down that way. I got ones that here at the house I believe will work for you, and we'll get something fixed up to where you can get back into the repeater real good and solid. Okay. DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looking for additional check-ins in the Mike through Papa group, M through P, call KI4DOS. With the next alphabetical group, which is Quebec through Tango, Q through T, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Terry, please check in. Whiskey, Uniform 2 Tango, W2T, Rusty, I'm home and more. No traffic, no comments tonight.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary and Joy. Please check in N0TR. November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative, sir. Hey, Rusty.
Hey, Tom.
KI4DOS. Gary, good visiting with you the other day. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Greenland Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris. I'm in the Liberty.
Hello, Chris.
DOS. Come on the net. Please check in KQ4QHV, Kilo Quebec 4, Quebec Hotel Victor. This is Nick in Pendleton, and I'll be in and out tonight.
For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to WU2T. That's Mr. Rusty over in Moore. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rusty. Hope you're doing well, and hope you have a great weekend over there in Moore. And then we got N0TR, Mr. Tom. He's over there in Greer. appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Hope y'all have a wonderful weekend. And KO4QLG, that's mother, brother, by a different mother, Mr. Chris over there in Liberty. I appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Enjoyed the visit. And, man, I tell you what, I'm not going to wait that long until I come back and visit again. I'll tell you, I really enjoyed it. Had a wonderful time. And thanks for putting up with us as long as you did. But we really enjoyed it. But you take care. Have a wonderful weekend. And we'll talk to you a little bit later. Also like to say good evening, KQ4QHV. That's Mr. Nick. He's down there in Pendleton. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Nick. Hope you're doing well, and I hope you have a marvelous weekend as well. Additional stations, we're back through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Welcome to the Uniform True Zulu Group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Tonight, nobody's checking in the Uniform True Zulu Group. U through Z, call KI4DOS. Under the all call, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Okay. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Just check us in and out if you would, please, Gary. Everyone, if you pray, pray for 45. 73.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KK4JBQ. That's Mr. Larry. And his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're located over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. And I second the motion there, Larry. We all need to get down on our faces. What's going on in the world today. But, again, thank you and Donna for being with us, and y'all have a marvelous weekend. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4 Sierra, Mike Victor, KK4SMB, Dale, in the metropolis of Ellenborough. And I'll stick around for a comment tonight, Gary.
Good evening to my buddy Dale, KK4SMV, up there in Ellenborough. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Dale. Hope you're doing well. Hope you have a marvelous weekend. And I'll be back to you for a comment in just a minute or two. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. We got most everybody for the time being, so now secure the formal portion of the net. Thanks for all those folks that checking in with us tonight. All station wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the rate you portion of the net, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. I didn't have but one staying in for rate you tonight, and that's Mr. Dale, KK4SMV. Dale, you first up on a clean, shiny, dry stump there, young man. Hope to see you next week.
Thank you very much, Gary. I appreciate you calling the net. This is KK4SMV. And, Gary, I'm looking very forward to next weekend. Looking forward to seeing you up there. And for all the people down in the Greenville, Spartanburg, greater Greenville area, I'll put it that way, because this repeater has a good footprint. Let me encourage you to make a trip up to Waynesville. That's a great little ham fest up there. And it's always a good time of fellowship, and a lot of good people show up there selling stuff. So, and the more we have up there, the merrier it is. And you get to see great people like Gary up there, and we just have a great time standing around talking, buying a few items, selling a few items. So, look forward to seeing everybody. And
Thank you again, Gary. It's always a pleasure. So I'll say 73 to you and have a wonderful remainder of the weekend. This is KK4SMB.
Well, forget about that good food them folks put on over there in the canteen. I tell you what, that's some good eating that they put out too, you know. Not only do we have good fellowship, we got good food, and we just have a good all-around time. But that is a lovely little ham fest, and it's for this time of year, it's a little cooler than most places. You know, it's still a little warm sometimes, but it's at least bearable. And look forward to getting up there and see all the folks that don't get to see that often. And, you know, that's one of the main reasons I love to go to a ham fest, Dale, is to meet the folks we talk to on the radio. And I remember the first time I met Mr. C at W4IOE. It was up there at the Waynesville Ham Fest. And I had my back turned to him, and he spoke, and I looked at my wife, Joy, and I said, "Honey," I said, "you know who that is?" She said, "No." I said, "That's it." She said, "How you know we ain't never met him?" I said, "Listen to him a minute." And about that time, we turned around, and there he was, and got to talking with him, and like I said, it was a marvelous time, you never know who you're going to run across at a ham fest.
Man, I tell you, I enjoy the fellowship. I was telling somebody a few years ago, I said, you know, when you first get into amateur radio, you spend your time preparing before you go to a ham fest, making out your list of all the things you need and you got to get and hope you can find and one thing or another like that. After you've been in amateur radio, while you think, I don't know of anything I've got to have. I might buy this if I run across it at a good deal or that, you know, one thing and another, or I need to go and get rid of this or that. You think of things in that way. But you look so forward to going and having the fellowship, and as a newfound freedom to it when you don't have to purchase anything, and you can just go and enjoy a good time of fellowship and just walk around and look for a good bargain.
How about it, Dale? Like I said, you and I both go more now to meet the folks and talk with the folks we hadn't seen in a year or maybe longer, you know, but I think me and you enjoy that more than we do buying something or finding a bargain.
Get the opportunity to meet these individuals that I hadn't had the opportunity to meet before, because that's something special to me. I always enjoy meeting new people.
And I tell people often too, Dale, I said, you know, you hear people on the radio and you get a mental picture in your mind about, you know, well, this person's going to look like this. I tell them, I said, don't you do that. That's because you're going to be surprised if you do. You know, it may be a good surprise, may be a bad surprise, but you'll never know. And it's the saying about when I met Sid. I turned around and when I first saw Sid, he had this big old long white beard. He looked like Santa Claus over there. I'll never forget it. But, you know, like I said, you know, I had another picture in my mind about it, and I said right then to myself, I said, I won't do that again. So now I don't have any, it's always a surprise when you get to meet somebody, but it's not that kind of a surprise anymore. It's just a wonderful feeling of camaraderie and getting to meet somebody that you've talked to for a while and you've become close to. We're just a family out there, Dale. That's all we can say, right?
You're right on that. And I'll be honest, I wish I would go back to having the ham fest down there at Spartanburg. That was one I just really, really enjoy it and always look forward to going to, because I'd see so many people that I knew down there and had grown close to. And, you know, seems like those little ham fests like Spartanburg, Waynesville, places like that, you run into those individuals that you've talked to so many times through the years, and you have opportunity to put a face with a name, and that means a lot in amateur radio.
In with a comment.
Hey, on that, Dale, be right back to you. Go ahead there, check in.
Thank you.
area and everybody on the net. Check in, November 4, Delta Mike Echo, N4 DME Paul, and AA4 QAS Donald. We're both of you on the west banks of Lake Carwell in Tocoa. And I tell you, I miss the original Anderson Hemfest when Tocoa and Anderson and Greenville all got together and come together and had one big Hemfest over at the Anderson County Fairgrounds.
DLS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4 DME. That's Mr. Paul and his dad, AA4QS. That's Mr. Donald. They're down there in Tocoa. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Paul. Tell Mr. Donald we said hello. And yeah, Paul, all of our ham fests have seemed like they are getting smaller each year. I hate to say that, but that's what it feels like to me. And I love going down there still to that little Anderson ham fest. More or less a tailgate party, but we have a lot of fun. And all the ham fests that have quit having ham fest are all sorely missed, no doubt about it. And we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before I go back to Mr. Dale. Call KI4DOS. 24SMV, Mr. Dale, up there in Ellenboro. Miss KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. But Dale, we're looking forward to seeing you up there and get to fellowship a little bit, talk, and meet some other folks that we haven't met. And we got all these new hams coming in, and I think back when I got my license, and I said, it'll be a long time before we get on up there in the alphabet. But from a KI to a KQ, there's a lot of hams coming along. we don't think our hobby's growing, but it really is.
Oh, it is growing, and that's something else. You stop and look. Gary, you got maybe just a few years, and I'm not a young fella anymore. And we need to be encouraging these young people, doing all we can as older hams. And I know you do a lot to do that. Just speaking to once I was checking in on the net, let's put forth an extra effort, because these young people, they're going to be the future of amateur radio, because a bunch of us are not going to be around a whole lot longer. So let's think about it. Put forth an effort, and hopefully they can have the fun and joy out of it that we have. I'll let you go, Gary. Looking forward to seeing you next week. We'll hopefully have plenty of time up there. I'll say 73 to you and all on the net. This is KK4SMV.
Absolutely correct, and no doubt about it, we are getting, some of us are getting older. Some of the rest of them got a ways to come to catch up with us, but, Lord willing, and the creeks don't rise too high, they'll make it one of these days, and they are, the younger fellows and ladies are out there, they're going to be the next Elmers coming up, and so we got to do what we can to help the new ones and encourage the ones that are thinking about it and get them interested in it. But I tell people often, if they have half as much fun as I have since I've been a ham in ham radio, they're going to be just tickle pink. But anyway, you take care. Look forward to seeing you next week, and we'll say 73 for now, Dale. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Anyone for comments, or is there anyone else that would like to make a comment? Call KI4DOS. Okay. Go ahead.
NOR. Jim here. You was talking about Hamfest earlier. I remember years and years ago, it's been, I don't know how long it has been, but I remember Blue Ridge Radio Society had a ham fest down in the Cleveland Park, and that was where they did all the improvements. I was of course, years ago. It was a nice one. I mean, you had lots of people down there, and Hell One was extremely nice.
I guess that was a little bit before my time. I've been a little a ham a little over 20 years, and I've been associated with the Blue Ridge Club most of that time. And they were having the Ham Fest over in Spartanburg when I first got involved in ham radio. But I remember them talking about having it other places and this sort of thing. But you know, it's. Well, I don't know. I think COVID stuff kind of hurt Ham Fest as far as people going to them and people trying to get them put on and all of this. And now that we're over it, you know, they've still got threats of new viruses coming out and all of this. And I think a lot of people are a little bit afraid to go out and get in a big crowd, you know, as far as that goes. But they don't know what they're missing. We have a good time regardless, right?
We definitely will. Only thing that gets me, the way my job works, I work every weekend, have been working every weekend for many years. So when it comes to Ham Fest, I don't get a chance to go, which sort of, don't make you feel all that great. But I did have a few months. I used to go to Shelby Ham Fest. Now, they always had a real nice turnout up there in Shelby, too.
Shelby was the biggest one in the area I guess it still is, really, the biggest one, but it takes you a little bit longer to get there, but, you know, a lot of nice folks down there, and they put on a real good Ham Fest. Put on a great one up there in Shelby, really do. One of these days they'll get through with all the construction up there around the fairgrounds, and it may be even a little better after they get that done, but, you know, they had some construction up there last year, and they said that they were having, they're still having some construction up there. So that might deter a few people, but, you know, the diehard people that's going to go to a Ham Fest, they're going to go regardless. but, you know, it's all in good spirits and, yeah, looking forward to the fellowship and camaraderie and just, you know, again, meeting the folks that you hadn't seen in a while that you've talked to.
I mean, I've been talking to you off and on the radio for quite some time, and I don't even think I met you yet, so I sort of don't get a chance to get out like I'd love to when work comes around. It's sort of crazy. I mean, you want to work your whole life and to do this, that, and the other, and you can't even do what you enjoy.
They call it a hobby there, Jim. But I don't think you and I have ever met, ever had an eyeball QSO, as some people say. I'd love to one of these days. I remember not too long ago. It's been several years, I guess, now, because Mr. Ray's been gone a little while. But you were talking to Ray one evening and said you were going to try to get up there, and I was going to go up to Ray's. When you went up there, and I don't know what happened, but yeah, we didn't get to meet up there at his house. But you know, there's a lot of good, wonderful people that have gone on before us, and a lot of them, all of them are missed. They just missed by different folks, I guess. But it's like old Dale was saying, you know, I'm getting on up there in age. I'm not an old man by any means, but I'm getting older, and we need the younger folks to pick up and where we're going to leave off, and so the hobby can continue to thrive.
I agree with you, Gay. That's true. You know, I remember the one for the Blue Ridge Championship Radio Club. I probably wouldn't even be on the air as we speak. That's where I got my license from, in a roundabout way. They had a place down at the Law Enforcement Center right down there, East North Street and 335. And we got got together for about, oh, I don't know how long it was. I guess it was about three or four months, and we had some real nice ham radio operators gave their time and efforts to having me get on there. So it was real, real nice to be able to do that. But, anyway, so I've been on the air 20 years plus. I think I've done renewed my license a couple of times, so I'm getting up there like anybody else. Okay, go ahead.
Ain't no doubt about it there, Jim. There's a lot of these new hams. I wish they could have met Gene, the WB4ZBZ. He was a character. And, of course, a lot of people knew him as the early morning net. He would talk people to work. He'd get up. Oh, he'd wake up somewhere around 4:30, and he'd get on the radio, and he'd stay on there till about 9 o'clock. And then you wouldn't hear him anymore till, you might hear him some in the afternoon. But come net time, he was, the 9 o'clock net, he was in the bed asleep.
Remember, Gene, had a blast talking to him. He was a character, like you said, always had something funny to say most of the time, or come up with all kinds of words of wisdom for everybody.
He kind of gruff at times, too. I remember one thing he got me on. I've been in CB for a long time because I drove a truck and all this. And I made the mistake of talking to him and saying 10-4. Boy, he chewed me up one side and down the other. I didn't think he was ever going to quit chewing on me. And I told him, I said, Gene, I apologize for that. I said, I know better. I said, I know we're not supposed to use codes on 2 meters. And he started laughing, and he says, well, if I don't correct you, you might do it again. But he said, I feel like if I jump on you like that one time, he said, you'll remember that the next time.
Well, over my work experience, I had utilized two-way radio a lot. And I worked for the Department of Corrections, and they always had 10 codes for this, that, and the other. One necessary for CB. But anyway, when you're accustomed to saying 10-4 for this, that, and the other, or 10-21, which was most people recognize as a phone call, I mean, you sort of get hung up in it every now and then, not realizing you're gonna say that. But I think I've sort of got away from it, so I don't try to go along and say 10-4, good buddy, and all that kind of stuff like some people do.
And the Blue Ridge 2 meter net with N4NLR, Mr. Jim over there in Greenville. Let the man on the mountain have his say. But that's true, Jim. We as hams get on VHF and UHF and use the Q signals. They were put into play for the CW operators. And then they weren't supposed to get over on phone, but they did. But I had a new ham here, oh gosh, I don't know, maybe a week ago. And somebody said that, asked him where his QTH was or something of that nature. I don't remember what it was. But the new ham picked his microphone up, and he says, I'm sorry, I don't know what that is. So, we don't think about it. We're so accustomed to some of the cue signals, and that we don't think about the new hams coming along and them not knowing what we're talking about. So I guess maybe we ought to back up a little bit, and especially on VHF and UHF. I don't mind it so much on HF, but on FM, I think we ought to kind of watch our our cue signals as far as that goes, but, you know, if you want to get mad at me for saying that, that's okay, but that's the way I feel about it.
Growing up a little different than you and I, and some people are just accustomed to different things, so, anyway, like, I'm about to get my HF rig back in operation about 15 years ago. We had a little mini tornado that came along and tore my tower down, and got the tower back up, but I don't have my other antenna up yet. So I don't know if that's ever going to happen. I might just not ever get back on HF again here, but because it's hard to get people together to accomplish your goal, and the goal being is putting the thing together and getting it back up in there. That's a lot to undertake by your lonesome.
But I'll tell you what, you decide when you want it done, and I think there's enough of us that are retired around here that, some of the folks that are not retired that are younger, they have days off during the week instead of the weekend. You know, they're like you. They may have a weekday off and have to work on the weekends. But if you want to see if you can have an antenna party one of these days, I'd be willing to bet you you'll have a yard full of folks trying to help you get that thing up in the air.
I don't even remember what I bought. I think I bought some kind of beam antenna for, I think it was, I can't even remember the name of the brand. High gain antenna, and some kind of beam I got. And I've had it out here in the building for many moons. It's got a lot of dust on it, but I mean, hadn't even been unwrapped yet, I guess. So that'd be nice to get a few people together. Because, I mean, the main thing out there is just put it together. And then that's when the other work comes in to play, getting it up in there. So. Gotta be nice to see that thing in operation before I end up biting the dust my own self.
Going anywhere for any time soon, Jim, but you think about that, and I'll talk it up with some other fellows that are retired. They're not necessarily on the radio tonight, but I know some that. I don't climb towers anymore. I promised my wife I wouldn't do that anymore because of my age and a few other things that's going on. But I do know people that'll climb towers if it's a tower you have to climb. And I made mine on a tilt-over base, so I wouldn't have to climb it. And that's the only reason I put mine on a tilt-over. But I always enjoyed climbing towers and doing tower work and But I got to the point where Joy didn't want me doing it anymore, so I respect her enough to say, okay, I'll stay on the ground. But if you want to do that, just let me know, and we'll see if we can't get some folks together and get over there and put that thing together and get it up in the air. I know some fellas that helped me get mine up, and gosh, you know, you can't thank them enough, but they don't mind doing it. They enjoy that, and we enjoy helping each other out when we can. So just think about that, and give you something to think about. And when you get ready, you just let us know, okay?
I'd be great if we get that thing up and going. Something I was going to mention to you now. My mind slipped the gear here, I guess. But anyway, that'd be wonderful to get that thing back up there. So, anyway, let me let you hunt down some more check-ins, and I'll see if I can't come up with an idea of what would be a good time to do it. I know no one would want to really be out here in the 99-degree heat trying to put something together. I had to postpone that for, what, cooler time of the year. But, anyway, I'll let you run up some more check-ins. Maybe somebody's out there ready to check in with you. And enjoy talking to you again. We'll get together and come up with something along the line, I hope. This is in for NLR. Good evening, Gary.
Enjoy talking with you a little bit this evening. Don't get to do that often enough. And like I said, think about that. And when you get ready, you just put it out on the net, and we'll get together, and we'll go from there. See if we can't get that antenna up in there, get the dust off of it, and you know, let you get some good use out of it. We'll say 73 to you for now. Enjoy it, and we'll look forward to doing it again. For additional check-ins, all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Can you please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo? That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Please also check in Kilo Quebec 4 2B Determined. That's KQ4TBD. That's Angela. We're here in southern Greenville County. We'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you, Miss Joy, and everyone on that.
DLS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to K4XB. That's Mr. Tommy and his sweet bride, KQ4TBD, Miss Angela. They're down there in southern Greenville County. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. And Tommy, I hope we get to see y'all up there at the Waynesville Ham Fest next Saturday.
To be there. I don't know if she will or not, but we shall see. But I do plan to be there. Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo.
Yeah, we look forward to seeing you, and hopefully Miss Angela will come up there with you, and we'd love to see her again as well. But thanks for taking the time to check in with us this evening, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. Have a wonderful weekend. Any other check-ins or any other comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. Look, we'll wrap it up this evening. We're missing a whole bunch of folks, but I'm sure that they're in there probably glued to the television. And if not, you know, they may be on vacation or whatnot. And I'll submit my net report, and then we'll close the net out. Had a grand total of 39 tonight. I appreciate each and every one of you out there in Radio Land. Y'all come back again tomorrow night. And Mr. Patrick, KO4. Well, I forgot Patrick's call sign. KO4HKX. Mr. Patrick will be calling from Penrose. Give him a good dose of Rider's Dram. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.
KI4DOS, KO4HKX.
Go ahead, Patrick.
When you're listening to you stumble over my call sign, I had to laugh about it.
Hey, I don't have to remember anybody's but mine. it's just a good thing if you can remember somebody else's.
That has nothing like being put on the spot trying to remember one either.
You got that right. Well, I mean, you know, I know yours almost as good as I know mine, but I just had one of them brain fogs, you know. The prefix was there and the suffix just left. I don't know where it went. But anyway, I'm glad you and hopefully some other folks got a good giggle out of that. As long as I've been sitting on this end of the microphone and calling other people's call signs out, and you know, you know how it is. I just had one of them senior moments, I guess, Patrick. I'm going to go in there and see if I can work on my expanding community now.
I think I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to go have me some of that nice blueberry muffin that Elise made for supper. There's some of it left. I think I'm going to go check it out again. But Gary, appreciate you and enjoyed yesterday, and thank you for helping me out there. And hope you enjoy. Have a good evening and a good day tomorrow. KO4HK, I'll be clear. 73 Gary.
You and Lisa have a great evening and a wonderful day tomorrow. And we'll talk to you tomorrow evening. And Barbara, and when Barbara and Rick came down, she brought some stuff. It's called hobo bread. It's not cooked with any milk or any sugar or anything like that. And it's cooked in aluminum foil in a tin can. And so it sounds atrocious, but it is really good. And I think I've got some of that left, so I'm going to go in there and see if I can polish it off. But same as we there, young man. And I had a wonderful time yesterday. And Stephen came by the house. I'll tell you this real quick, and I'll let you go. He came by the house and brought me a personal fan. I don't know if... I've never seen one before, but you can clip it on your belt or you can hang it on your shirt tail. And it's got five speeds. It can, but one is real soft, and on five, it's a, you know, it's a real harsh, hard wind. You can feel it a long ways off. But it's got a USB charging port, and you just charge it. You can charge it from just about anything, as long as it's got 5 volts. And it's a pretty nice little unit. I think I'll bring it up there to Waynesville with me, you know, and clip it on my belt so if the wind's blowing, I mean, if the wind's not blowing or I'm inside, I'll at least have a breeze.
Well, it's supposed to be warm next week, so it's a good chance that you might need that.
I was talking a while ago. She was looking at the extended forecast, and she said, I don't know why y'all getting so excited. It's supposed to rain next weekend. I said, well, we'll just have to wait and see, won't we?
There's a lot to change between now and next Saturday.
Yeah, we're not in charge of the weather, thank goodness.
Thank goodness for that. He gives us what we need when we need it, and not before or after.
Roger, roger.
Good to talk to you, and thank you for calling Annette. And, but see, that example I was going to say is also is that right there is a good example of anybody can call the net. As long as you've been calling it and you still make a mistake, anybody can do it.
It's not that I get mic fright or anything like that. I get tongue-tied, and sometimes I just, you know, I have a senior moment or a brain fog or, you know, something of that nature, and I have a thought, and it'll be right there on the tip of my tongue, and then all of a sudden it'll leave, and you know, but that's okay. I still know who I am, where I live, and I can remember my call sign, so that's all that matters.
Well, like I said, you have a good evening, and look forward to talking to you on down the log, and look forward to seeing you again next weekend. We'll get together a little closer and make plans on how to get there and all that. So, but you have a good evening, and tell Joy Elise and I said hello. KO4HK. I'll be clear on your final. 73.
Okay, Patrick. Tell Miss Elise me and Joy said hey. And yeah, we'll get together a little bit later in the week and finalize our plans, and we'll go from there. But you take care. Have a wonderful day tomorrow, and we'll say 73 to you for now. KO4HKX, KI4DOS.